Nedarim, Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Beis. We learned in the last Mishnah the klal that hafara, shall if it's only a din, the Baal's hafara, it's even the Av's hafara, according to Moshe Rishonim, is dafka by dvarim shebeinu leveino, and as well, things that are inui nefesh. We had a machloikis in the previous Mishnah, but not really a definition of what inui nefesh is. That is what we're going to learn over here. Ve'elohim nidre inui nefesh. Omro koinon perish oilam olai, hareze yochel lahofim. Asking up all perish of oilam is certainly something which provides hardship for a person. It's inu nefesh. By the way, what's included in perish? We call perish fruit that grow from a tree. Perish in this context means gedulei karka. The Gemara, it's not really in the Gemara, but the Mefarshim point out, al pi the Gemara, it's really gebayt on a sugi and ksubis, that if she would say the lashon kol perish, again, peiros is produce of. Doesn't mean dafka fruit, the way we use the word. If you say kol peiros oilam olai, then you're asking more than that. What you mean to ask is kol peiros oilam olai, any produce of anything. So that's koilal bosor, dogim, any gedule karka, takes away any ability to eat anything. So there, you know what happened? The nether wouldn't be chal at all. It's a nether lashov. It's a dover she'ef shal eskayim. Now, if a person makes a shvua shov, he gets malchus on the etzma asiyas ha-shvua. If a person makes a neder la-shov, according to most who show him, the neder is not chal, and can eat right away. It's dvarim betelu. There is a shita that holds that there will be malchus on the neder, because it's as if the neder was chal, and he was over right away, even though he wasn't really over right away. A person go a day, two, three, without eating, a bunch of days without eating. So he shouldn't be over until 4 or 5 days later, when Altsbekoch Nefesh, he has to break his fast. And at that point, he'll be over. So we say, no, there's one sheet in Rishonim. It's a discussion in Taisus in Ksubis, and in Taisus also in Shuas, the end of Shuas Stein Basur. Do we look at it as Dvarim Betelim and it's not Chal? Or we say it's Chal and it's Nizbatl, it's Nizchal right away? Tferes Yisrael over here brings that the Lashon Koinim Peris Oilam Olai, which sounds like everything, that's where some of the Rishonim are coming from, is that we find in other sugis that Kol Peris Oilam Olai is Dvarim Betelim, can't be Chal. So obviously you have to be Mechalik what we just said between Koinim Peris Oilam Olai with Koinim Kol Peris Oilam Olai. Teres Yisrael brings another way of explaining it, which is brought also the Chara from Rishonim, and is brought in Shulchan Aruch, then no. Koinim peiros oilam olai also means every type of produce, and it should aser everything. However, what we're talking about over here is that she didn't aser it forever. She asered all peiros oilam olai for the next day. No, it's not a davar she'ef shel lekayim, but to fast a day or two is certainly nidrei inui nefesh, so that it could be mefer. This seems to be a davar muskim. Now, the Mishnah brings cases which are not so partial whether it's called inui nefesh. Peres Medina Olai, she asks up all fruits from this Medina. No, there's an Eitzah, Yovilo Medina Acheres. You have to pay more, it's harder to get, but it's possible. Peres Chen V'Nizeh Olai from this store, so you're going to have to go to the next neighborhood, to the grocery. Eni Yochel Lohofer, those are not considered doing in Nefesh. V'im Loi Hoysa Parnasoso Ela Mimenu, if there's some reason why this family's groceries, fruits and vegetables, whatever it is, have to be brought davka from this grocery, so then that's in an effort. You're not going to be able to buy food to eat. Hareze yofer. Divrei Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi's point over here is that something that's in an effort has to be something that's real in an effort. So in this Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi holds that there is in an effort, whereas in Mishnah Aleph, in Miskashim Leiskashit, where it's just a neder with a Tanai, over there, it's possible to be Maneh from Rechitza today. So, Mel, that would not be called Inu Nefesh. Om Rabbi Yossi, Ein Elu Nidre Inu Nefesh, we had Mishnah Aleph. Over here, Rabbi Yossi says that what we spoke about in Mishnah Aleph, where the Neder of Eskasha, Lo Eskasha, is telling him, Ercha Tayoim, or Eskasha Tayoim, that's not Inu Nefesh. A person could be Maneh from washing. Rabbi Yossi is Mechal, it has to be serious Inu Nefesh. What the Gemara calls Inu Nefesh, Inu Godl, and Inu Kotten. The Chum, by the way, argue. The Chum say Inu Nefesh is Inu Nefesh. It doesn't say any place in the Torah that on a scale of 1 to 10, it has to be at least a 7. even a one is inu nefesh. You want to know, could a person survive? Could a person do fine even with a small annoyance in life? Yes. But bechevtza, this nether is inu nefesh. The Gemara actually brings from a braisa that all these mishnayis over here in this perek are geboit on shittes Rabbi Yosi. And lemaisa, the Gemara pasuk is not like these hakdoros. Inu godel, inu katan, it's all the same. Inu nefesh is inu nefesh, that's the shittes chacham, that's halacha lemaisa. So here, to summarize, in Mishnah Beis, what we have over here is a difference between koinim peiros ha'olam olai with specific annoyances of how to get peiros and so on, which according to Rabbi Yosi is not in a nefesh. One more point to mention, and that is the Gemara points out that peiros medina olai might not be according to Rabbi Yosi in a nefesh, because it's not major, it's not in a godel. But it certainly is an annoyance for the husband that has to feed his wife, going to a different store, making deals with other vendors, going to a different medina. What happened to Dvarim Shebeino Leveino? So Gemara says, the Mishnah is not dealing with that. The fallout from that will be is that the husband can only be mefer what's neged to him. Any asiyas, achilas, peiros, which is not neged to his chiyuvim to feed her, on that the neder would be chal. Also, he could only be mefer insofar that he's married to her. If he's megarisher, boiser rega, the nether is still there. It's only, he was only misalik, mafkir, the nether, mefer the nether, only legabi the time that they're together. Whereas nidre, inin nefesh is an absolute definition. Inin nefesh is inin nefesh, that he could be mefer. That's again, it's an important nafkimina between these two types in the dar. Mishnah Gimel, koinim sheini nena labriois. The Gemara explains that the assumption is that the Loshen of Briois means fremder, outsiders, not her husband. So when she says, what she's saying is that she's not going to have any anof from anybody else in the world outside of her husband. Very inconvenient it is, a certain amount of inin nefesh for sure. Again, the same definition, it's not inin nefesh godel, and that's why the Mishnah over here saw some like shitzur b'yoisi, that any yochel hofer. That she could still be supported by her husband. It's not in an nefesh godel. She doesn't have to be tortured. Very inconvenient, yeah. Socially awkward, yeah. But it's not in an nefesh godel. So memela, the halach is the husband cannot be mefer. Again, it's definitely dvam shebeino leveino because it's very inconvenient thing if she can't be nenen anyway. But the nafkamina of that will be, like we said, in the yochel hafer midin in an nefesh, he can't be mefer in ganzen. Now the Mishnah adds a tesefes knetch of a woman who's also by nomi kol abriyos, can she pick up something which is coming from somebody else, but it's hefker? Really, this type of hagdor belongs in Perek Dalet, where we had all the hagdoros of mudr hano, what's bichlal, what's not bichlal, hashav zaveid bikuch choylim limurat Torah, etc. The example over here lechayr fits into that. So the Gemara explains that really the detail over here is an added detail klapei al mishnah. Why is it not inu nefesh godel? What's going to happen if one time her husband's away and she has nobody else to be mefarneser? She's going to be in starvation. So the Mishnah says, no, starvation not, because she could be nenem ileket shekopeya. She could always survive. It's just not very comfortable and it's not very pleasant. So it's an ini nefesh, but it's not ini nefesh godel. Now, it happens to be the Mishnah's kala lechidish over here, like we said, ileket shekopeya are hefker. It's not considered you being nene from the person who was mafke those things in the field. When Rus picked up in the field by Boaz, she wasn't getting directly a matana from Boaz. When did she get from Boaz? When he gave her, by the ma'is at the end of the sefer, when she came to him at night. The chazar over, basics, leket, is single stalks, one or two that fell, b'shas ha-kotzen, when they're cutting, one or two fall to the ground, and they're not taken together. Shikha is a whole bundle, but it's left behind as a package bundle in the field. Peya is the edge of the field, not something that was left. Every field's mukhuyiv. The balabayis is mukhuyiv to take off, to be makza, a corner of the field, for peya, for anim. So it's all hafki, you're not getting from him. Koinim kehanim levim nanimli. Yitlu al korchei. The halach over here is not really directly negated to our Mishnah. It's just a contrast to that which was said before. Yes, we want to mention that's not inu nefesh godel because she could be nana from like a shekopeya. What that tells us is that when a woman is picking up pieces of Peo, Leket, from a field that belongs to Yankel, she's not being nana from Yankel. She's taking it from Hefker. It's completely not shaykh to Yankel. Masha Enkein, when she says that she's not going to be nana from Kehanim Leviim, she's not going to be Mahana to Kehanim Leviim, so that might be considered a violation of the neder. What does that mean? So Mishnah makes a point. If she says that no Kohen or Levi is allowed to be nana from her, Yitlu al Korchoi, they can take from her or him. The Mishnah is Legabi him. Ruvain makes a neder, no Kohen or Levi are allowed to be nana from him. He asks Apollos Nechos Man Hano. Yitlu al Korchoi, why? Because the Trumas and the Maisuis belong, Amomen Hashevet, they belong to Kohanim. They belong to Kohanim, Kohanim are allowed to take them. Now, it is true that there is what's called b'loshon chazal a toivus hano. There's a certain benefit that a person has when he's mafish shrooms and maizvis, that he has the schus of picking which kohen and levi should be able to take shrooms and maizvis from him. Not only that, but that schus is something that we could consider a moment. Ad kedekach, the Gemara has a discussion then the second parak kedush and other places where the toivus hano moment. Moshel, let's say a Yisrael who was mafish shrooms, he has 100 pounds. Of chitin to give out for trumas. He had a good crop that year. He has 100 pounds of chitin to give out for trumas. Could he be mekadish an isha with, of course, not with the truma because that belongs to Kahanim, but with the toivas hano, which is the yecholus to choose which kind to give it? Certainly worth a shava pruta. If you could make a certain kind that's a good friend of yours, a recipient of a large truckload of tvua, is that not worth a shava pruta for you to have that right to pick a kohen of your own choosing? Of course it is. So Mamela, maybe he can be Mekadosh Anisha. The other sheet holds, it's not mamish moment, but it's definitely a schus. It's schus enough that if a Yisrael was mafish shumas and maizus, even though the moment belongs to the kohen, but he has the right to choose which kohen, that is considered that he's being mahana the kohen. And therefore the Mishnah says, if he asked it up all Kehanim and Levim from Hano, so somebody's going to have to take it. He doesn't have a choice. Whoever it is going to take it. But he can't choose. Therefore, Kehanim Elu Levim Elu Nenimli, if he chose, he said the nether was that specific Kehan, or those specific. All the Kehanim in Borough Park are also Bahano Olai. All the Levim in Borough Park are also Bahano Olai. Yitlu Acherim. If they're going to take, that's called they're being nana from him. It's specific Kehanim. But he, asked specific ones, others will take. That's the way the Mishnah breaks it down. Now, the underlying point over here is that Lu'umas, Leket, Shekel, and Peh, which are considered Hefker, Gomor, Trumas, and Maisus is considered Momen HaShevet. Bechono and other Acherim explained this by Richos in a few different sugyas. The sugya in Bav Metzia that comes up, the sugya in Meruba, that when we talk about Momen Aniyim doesn't belong to Aniyim, the same way Momen Kehanim, Momen Hashevet belongs to Kehanim. It's not Mamash Abaylos. It's a schus that Aniyim have to take from that which is Hefker. If you give to Tzedakah, that's Mamash Momen Aniyim. But Leket Shekel Peh is pure Hefker, nor it's Hefker La Aniyim. Is there a concept of Hefker to specific people? So that's about Kiyadu and Meseches Peah. It's Machlokes Beisilul and Beishamai. Beishamai holds, you see from Leket Shekel and Peah, that Shaykh for something to be Hefker only in Aniyim. Person wants to put a dining room table outside his front door and say, this is Hefker Laniyim. Any Ani is allowed to come take this table. He can do it. Beisilul says, no such thing. Hefker means you completely relinquish your bailus. It's only the Torah was Mechadish by Peah, by the others, that there's such a thing as Hefker Laniyim, but outside the context of these mitzvahs, there's no such thing.